Music That Matters with Michael McLaughlin.
Good afternoon, and you're welcome to Music That Matters with me, Michael McLaughlin. I'm joined today by Michael Comer, who is a senior footballer with Cara Finn, but also more known as a former senior footballer with Galway. You're very welcome in the studio, Mike.
Thank you.
Before we talk about the music that you're interested in, we'll talk a little bit first about yourself. You play football with Cara Finn, but I understand you're actually from Belclare.
Yeah, Belclare's kind of in the parish of Cara Finn, so... It's a pretty big parish. Yeah, I'm just from out in Belclare. It's only 5 minutes outside Tuam.
I was actually reading that Belclare and Cara Finn GAA teams merged in 1927. So I suppose that's probably a little bit before your time, is it?
Yeah, the two teams played each other to see what the parish would be called. Belclare played Cara Finn.
Okay.
I'm not too sure on the final score, but I think Cara Finn beat Belclare by 2 points. So that's how the name came along then, Cara Finn.
Okay, very good. Okay, so what about yourself? You come from a family of there's five of you in total. You have two brothers and two sisters, is that right?
Yeah, that's right. I have two brothers and two sisters, all older than me. I'd be the youngest of them all.
Right. And like when you were growing up, was there much music in your house?
Not as much now. It was our own music we used to listen to. I suppose I used to listen to the same music my two brothers used to listen to, which at the time was towards the heavy metal side of things. But we didn't really play any instruments or sing songs in the house. It wouldn't be a music. It'd be kind of more a football house, if anything.
Right. So there wasn't any singers or any musicians or anything in the house?
No, my dad attempts to sing on Sundays there and sessions and stuff. He wouldn't be a great singer now, but he tries. I know he gets the crowd going. He's a bit of a crowd pleaser now than a good singer.
Right. Yeah, so he's enthusiastic, like he's keen anyway, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. And what about yourself then? What about like any kind of early music that, you know, you might remember from when you were young or, you know?
Yeah, I suppose the earliest music I remember is, well, you'd have the traditional music, the Irish music, which would have been played a lot back then as well. But the more music I would have been listening to, I suppose, would have been kind of Nirvana or Guns N' Roses or Metallica, which was kind of very popular back in my day, I suppose, when I was between 8 and 12, I suppose.
So your first interest in music was because as a metalhead, like...
Yeah, yeah. I suppose a bit of a metalhead, yeah.
Yeah. And around that age then, you're making the transition from primary school to secondary school, and you went to secondary school in St. Pat's here in Tuam.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I went to St. Pat's, which is not there anymore.
And what would you associate with, we'll say, secondary school, or would you have any music associated with that time?
At the time, I was listening to Rage Against Machine, Metallica and stuff like that. Once I start going into first year and second year and so on, when you start going to youth discos and stuff, they did still play the Nirvana and all that kind of stuff, but dance music started to get popular then. That's the road I led down to as well. I still liked, I'm a guy that likes every type of music. I even listen to classical music. Going in second year, I'd be kind of more a dance fan now.
Okay. Well, you were talking there about Rage Against the Machine. So yeah, let's have a listen to this. Okay, this is Rage Against the Machine and Killing in the Name Of.
On the same that bar crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that bar crosses. Some of those that work forces are the same that bar crosses. Some of those that work forces draw the same that bar crosses. Now you do what they told ya. 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 Now you do what they told ya.
That's Rage Against the Machine and Killing in the Name of. That's great, angry young man kind of music, Mike. Was that you? Were you that angry young man?
To be honest, I probably was a bit. I know it's kind of what, like, we used to listen to. My friends used to listen to. You're great when you walked around town there with an Averna t-shirt on or something black anyway that says something. But that was the kind of crack back those days. But I kind of got out of that, even though one or two of my friends kind of stayed into the liking that type of music and stuff. But I kind of came more to maybe a bit lighter than that. It'd be kind of like maybe Ocean Colour Scene, Radiohead.
Okay, let's have a listen to a bit of Radiohead. So, and this is High and Dry.
Don't leave me high.
Okay, that's Radiohead there and High and Dry. We're, you know, you're talking about like these songs are kind of from, you know, when you were, say, like a you know, a teenager or around that kind of age, early teens and that. Just in terms of like playing football, would that have been when you started playing football, or would it have been around that time? Or would it have been younger even?
Yeah, it would have been a lot younger. I think I started in Rushing there on the way up to Galway there, between Curfin, or just at the end of Beclair, we'd say, that parish. There's a field there on the right on the Galway Road. Started playing under six, under eights there.
You started playing under six?
Under six, yeah. Under eights, under tens, under 12s, whatever. And under 14, it'd be kind of... So on, like,
yeah, like you were. Did you always play with Curfin Club?
I played with the Curfin. Yeah, always played with Curfin. Obviously, I played with the National School Beclare and then the secondary school St. Pat's. I also played a bit of hurling, soccer. I played with Curfin United soccer, hurling, Ceylon. So and also badminton. I played a lot of sports, I suppose, when I was young, and rugby with Tuam. So kind of the younger years was all kind of multiple sports, but I suppose when I got to under 18, I was kind of involved, like, well, when I was involved with Galway under 16 and under 18, but I still played rugby, but I kind of put my mind onto the football, and when I came 19 years, I started playing with Galway then.
In terms of, like, you were playing the different sports when you were younger, and did football come out like as your favourite one, or one you were best at, or how did that work?
Probably my favourite, and probably as well the one I was best at. I probably kind of half fancied myself as a good rugby player, but would say as well I came from a parish, Curfin, which is kind of totally football orientated. Is they don't give much leeway for other sports, and my family as well, my two brothers played with Curfin, and had won a lot of county medals, and I was kind of following door dim path, and my parents be really passionate about football as well, so I was kind of, I was better at it, I enjoyed playing it, but I suppose I was kind of more, I had to play it as well at the same time. But
yeah, it was kind of, you play football or you play football.
Yeah, exactly, yeah.
That was your choices, yeah. So just, we'll say we're talking about like another piece of music that might remind you of kind of, you know, the earlier years or whatever, is obviously a tune band, The Saw Doctors, and this is Nevermind the Strangers.
Takes two to get together, it takes time to make it last. Sure, we'll all end up in some ways like the drink in last night's glass. But we take this chance together, let's not think about the end. Never mind the strangers, 'cause I'll always be your friend until the end. We've crossed the seas together, and we've had our ups and downs. We've gone further than we ever dreamed from our county Galway town. Well, if we're up on top tomorrow, or if it all just ends, never mind the strangers, 'cause I'll always be your friend until the end. Oh, it hasn't all been easy, but sure, that's the way. Shaken, rocked and rattled, taking jabs and body blows. But there's a strength in being together, like a steel bar that won't bend. Never mind the strangers, 'cause I'll always be your friend until the end. Thank you.
Define Summer's Evening there. That's a great concept there from the Saw Doctors. That's Nevermind the Strangers. Okay, so there are fine summer evenings and you're out playing football, or as you said, like the soccer and the rugby and the various things. But you also obviously have to have some bit of extracurricular time, a bit of downtime for yourself as well. You would have been, what age were you when you went to your, we'll say, first disco?
I would have been a first year, so I suppose 13 or 14 years of age. A nervous head I was going to my first disco. As I was kind of, I used to hang around with kind of second years from Beauclair and stuff, a few first years as well, but they were kind of the more mature youth disco guys, and they knew the crack, and I was a big nervous head going in. So
they were showing you, they had the old heads and they were showing you the way, like, yeah, showing you the ropes,
exactly. Yeah, telling me I have to kiss a girl tonight, no, or you're not going home, and I'm there like, I don't want to. That kind of crack. So
yeah, so a lot of pressure.
A lot of pressure. To be honest, I still remember to this day.
The nerves.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's a funny thing, isn't it, too, that peer pressure, like, for teenagers. Like,
it is, yeah. But, Joe, when the night went through, and when I came home, I was, like, the happiest man around, and I didn't want to go to bed. I was buzzing, and, you know, even though the same night I didn't get to kiss a girl, but still.
Yeah,
just I made it through the night, so I was delighted.
Very good, very good. So music that kind of reminds you of that time.
Yeah.
You were saying the Tiesto Adagio for Strings.
Yeah.
What does that kind of, if you hear that, what does that say to you? What does that kind of, what do you think about?
I suppose it's kind of the overlap between the kind of heavy metal or light metal or rock music that I used to listen to, Radiohead, Rage Against the Machine, the overlap to dance music. Then Tiesto, when you were going out, these songs started to play. You used to hear them a lot more when you're out, and it's a song I still love and I still listen to a lot before matches, and it kind of motivates you as well in a way. It's a great song. It's out of the film Platoon. But I just remember, it's kind of, you sit down, this song comes on, and everyone is out on the dance floor having a good time. We'll be right back.
That's Tiesto there and Adagio for Strings. You're listening to Music That Matters with Michael McLaughlin, and I'm talking here to Mike Comer. Mike, you were saying that song is a great song for kind of getting you motivated, like if you're going to matches and stuff like that. It's the kind of thing that you'd probably listen to on your iPod and that, is it?
Oh, yeah. Definitely. The style of the song, I really like it. Kind of starts slow and it kind of builds up and it goes fast and it goes low again. So yeah, definitely it'd be a good song to listen to if you are have something, a big game coming up and stuff, just to kind of get you thinking and thinking about the game and try to motivate you.
And so, you know, you like, you'd see, you know, players on a team bus or whatever, and a lot of them now have iPods and stuff like that. Is that kind of what you do? Like, would you bring an iPod with you and listen to that kind of music, or are you the kind that would prefer to be chatting to other players, or how do you feel like?
I suppose it depends on the time. If it's coming to the last half an hour or whatever, you're getting off the bus or something like that, I definitely stick in the iPods. I'm an iPod man. I don't like talking to anyone because I do be very nervous playing games. Other guys then can have the crack. They can talk and, you know, no problems with nerves and stuff. But I'd be definitely an iPod man. And that's the type of music I listen to, kind of more towards dance music, bit of rap as well, but mostly kind of dance. And I suppose most of the guys do kind of listen to the dance music because it kind of gives you a bit of go than something like the slow music.
Okay, and another song that you were mentioning that you like as well before matches is Storm, and this is Time to Burn. That's Storm there, and that's Time to Burn, and that's the choice of my guest Mike Comer for as part of the music that matters to him. And that's a really kind of great piece of music to kind of motivate yourself and get yourself going. And I'm like, you've as a player, and I suppose in your personal life as well, you've had many kind of, you know, high points or whatever, but there's also been kind of low points as well, I'm sure. Like, I know at the moment you're currently recovering from injury and that must be difficult enough. So kind of music that you might listen to when things maybe aren't going so good. Would you like to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, I suppose when low points in your life, when maybe you didn't get the results you wanted in the exam, or, you know, the results in a football match or things like that. And with me, I suppose it's kind of injury. I suffered a lot from injury through my career. I kind of got a lucky run there between 19 to about 24, 25, and then I kind of hit bad luck with breaking my jaw first, and that led on to tearing my cruciate in my knee, and then came back and I tore the cruciate in my knee for the second time. So things like that do make you really low. And I suppose when things do be low, you do listen to your favorite kind of artists and stuff like that, kind of slow songs, and the likes of maybe James Blunt or Snow Patrol or something like that.
Okay, so let's have a listen to Snow Patrol, and this is Chasing Cars.
We'll do it all, everything on our own. We don't need anything or anyone. If I lay here, if I just lay here, would you lie with me and just forget the
That's Snow Patrol there and Chasing Cars. That's the choice of Mike Comer, my guest here on Music That Matters. Mike, you like, obviously, as can be heard already, you like very different kinds of music. But in terms of actually going to see like bands or DJs or concerts, who would you definitely go to see if they were playing in Ireland or in Galway even or somewhere?
The only band I really ever saw was the Saw Doctors. I saw them 2 or 3 times. I've been kind of more into DJs, to be honest, going to kind of DJs that's on in Galway and stuff like that. But if this year now, my favourite DJ would be kind of DJ Tiesto. He played there in the O2 last month, and a group of us went up and seen him. He's playing again maybe in 2 months in London. And myself and my fiance will be going out there because her sister kind of likes him as well. So if Tiesto was playing, I suppose it'd be definitely number one. I wouldn't be too much into going to see bands and stuff. I'd be more, and as you see there or you hear there, that I do listen to a good variety of songs. But if I had to pick one, it'd be definitely a kind of trance music, and it'd be Tiesto.
Okay, so let's have a listen to some Tiesto, and this is He's a Pirate. That's DJ Tiesto there, and he's a pirate. That's our the choice of my guest here this afternoon, Mike Comer. Mike, you're obviously, as you were saying, you're into different kinds of music, but you know, dance music probably your favorite. And if there was kind of one song, we'll say, like if I was DJing in a nightclub now and I wanted to get you and maybe your friends, but in particular, if I wanted to get you kind of up on the dance floor dancing, is there, there's a particular song or particular piece of music that'll always get you moving?
I suppose there is a lot that gets me moving because I'm a bit of a dancer man when I have a few pints of me. But I suppose John O'Callaghan there, Find Yourself, it's out for a couple of years, but it's kind of been played in the radio there a lot in the last month or two. And if that song come on, definitely, or it's one song I always listen to on my iPod if I'm exercising and stuff.
Okay, so this is John O'Callaghan featuring Sierra Howells and a song called Find Yourself. That's a great piece of music there. That's the choice of my guest, Mike Comer, here with me on Music That Matters. And I can tell you that I had to scrape Mike down off the ceiling. He was hopping around so much to that that particular piece of music. And that's John O'Callaghan's. He's from Navan, isn't he?
Yeah, he's an Irish DJ.
Which is great. Like, it's great that the Irish DJs are getting out there, and that you're, you know, that people are interested in what they're doing. Would he be somebody as well that might be on your list of people to go and see if you got a chance?
He just played there a few dance festivals. Now, I've actually never been to a full dance festival that a lot of DJs has played. I kind of only go to see one DJ, and he's one DJ I never went to see. He'd be definitely one lad that would be on my list. He does play in. On his own in places, and he's actually popular throughout Europe. I think he's actually more popular in Europe than he is in Ireland. The lights of the dance is places Ibiza and places like that.
And if you're out there in the likes of Ibiza, or if you're out there if you're on holidays or whatever, do you make it a point of trying to go to a club if you can, or do you leave that for when you're at home?
No, I know a group of. Golf footballers there. We went to Crete. It's about 4 years ago, and we met Crete at the time. It would have been full of a lot of Dutch people and Irish. That's kind of the resort we're in. Dutch people love kind of dance music, so they'd have a lot of top DJs on the beach there, having beach parties. So we did. We made a big effort to go to one or two of them. I can't think of his name. One top DJ was supposed to be coming. We bought tickets from, and he ended up cancelling that night. So we're really disappointed. But some other guy, DJ Chucky or something his name was, but he was good. We enjoyed it, and we had a few pints in us. So I'd say if Daniel Donovan was playing the stage there, we would have a bit of crack.
Yeah, I suppose it makes a bit of a difference. A beach party in Crete is slightly different venue than coming in out of the rain into a nightclub in the west of Ireland. So that must have been a different, pretty good vibe, like a different experience.
Oh yeah, it was. Yeah, it was a boys' holiday, I suppose. Few of guys, like one or two of them would have been good friends of mine, but other lads that wouldn't be kind of into that type of music, to be more into kind of rock music, and they're going into Dutch pubs over there and stuff that is all kind of dance music all night. They had the best time.
Good stuff. Okay, Mike, well listen, I'd like to thank you very much for joining me this afternoon. Very interesting collection of music, very different songs here. Yep. And we're going to go out on, would you describe this as a feel-good piece of music?
Oh yeah, if you're going anywhere, I suppose, if you're going out or you're going to a party or you're going to the pub with the lads or something like that, it's kind of one song you'd like to listen to, I suppose, getting ready, or you'd like to hear when you're in the pub or in the nightclub. It kind of sets the mood, I suppose.
And that piece of music is the Black Eyed Peas and I've Got a Feeling. And I'd like to thank my guest, Mike Comer, for joining me this afternoon, and we're going to go out with this song now. So thank you very much for listening.
Thank you.
I got a feeling that tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. I got a feeling. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. If tonight's the night, let's live it up. I got my money, let's spin it up. Go out and smash it, like oh my god. Jump out that sofa, let's get on. Gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
That Matters with Michael McLaughlin.